My name is Lori Crowley, and I'm working on a project to gather local history in Kentucky. Our project is studying how mothers raised their babies in preschoolers back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. We're recording interviews with about 50 mothers and taking pictures of old photographs, toys, baby clothes, and things like that to put together in a slideshow, which will be ready for viewing next fall. We're really interested in your story.
Mommy, see, I hadn't saw Mommy since I'd been married, till the day Nelson was born that next morning. She come over on Saturday and brought Doris and Toby with her. Well, they was in there in the bed asleep in the back room, and they'd pulled the door to. And when Nelson was born and he cried, they didn't know what in the world that was. Scared. He was born about 1:30 in the morning, and Ma Jones was there. That was Rufus's aunt. She had to come over. She told Dr. Flory, she was giving me the ether, and she told Dr. Flory, she said, you know, son, I'm not able to do this. Well, he said, if you're not able to do that, said, you don't have no business over here where a woman's having her first baby. He weighed 9 pounds and a half, Nelson did. And I was a long time having him. And I was sick there 2 or 3 days, you know, before I ever had him. I didn't think I wasn't going to have him. But anyway, after daylight, why, I don't know whether it was Mommy or whether it was Ma, maybe both of them, you know, that cleaned him up. And they put him in one of these your orange crates and set him beside the bed. And was going to let him sleep in there, afraid, you know, I'd roll over on him and hurt him. Well, anyway, Mommy stayed till he was a week old. Well, I couldn't very handy, you know, get out of the bed while she is there. I had to wait till she left. And they told me not to get up now. But when Mommy left, she left Doris with me. And she told Doris, she said, now, I said, you can, I was working Holtz and Ornie, and she was working in the night. She told Doris, she said, now, I said, you don't let her up. I said, you tell us if she gets up. So I wanted some ice one day, and we had one of these old ice boxes, coolers with, you put 100 pound ice in the top of it, and bought ice once a week, a big old block of ice. And I said to Doris, I said, I want me some ice. I said, I'm burning up. She said, Mill, I said, I can't get it. I said, if you won't tell on me, I'll go get it. And I went in there and chipped me and her off a big bowl full of ice. I said, you carry it back to the bed, and she did, and she sat on the foot of the bed, and me and her eat that bowl of ice. See, she was just little. And I said, don't you tell Mommy now that I got up. She went, I won't. Rufus was working 3 to 11, and I knew he was working nights. Well, whenever Mommy come back over there, I was all right, you know. I was up going around, and I'd get up and fix my and Doris's dinner. Things like that, you know. And I wasn't supposed to be up. And I got up anyway. Well, whenever Linda's morning in, she was a little ahead of time. We wasn't expecting her. I didn't have nothing, so I just went to take. But I got her up out of bed about 5 o'clock. I said, you better go get me some sheets. I said, I'm going to have this baby tonight. I was about not to have her. And when the doctor got there, why, her navel cord come out first, and he had to turn her. I like lost her. Well, when she was born, they said, she's dead. I said, that baby's dead. He said, no, it's not. I said, take it in there. Maggie and Marthy Starnes, and Maggie was there. They was my next door neighbors, and Rufus was there. He said, that baby's dead. Dr. Flory said, no, it's not. Says, take it in there on the table, and said, treat it rough. And he left me and went in there, and one long I heard her cry. And see, they'd give me ether, but I know what was going on, you know, but just enough to kill the pain. I knew when the pain's coming through, I'd burn down on him. And
Maggie's afraid to wash, afraid she'd hurt her. And he says, you treat that baby rough. Said she needs rough treatment. And after he livened her up there, he said, little girl, said, I didn't think you was going to make it there for a while. And she was so little and tiny, her head wasn't that big around. These little old things, about that long. And he said, I'd have to keep a hot water bottle on her, you know, keep her from freezing to death, keep her the same temperature of my body there for about a month. We kept hot water bottles on her, wrapped up in two blankets,
she was
in
early.
Bed with me. Yeah, she was early. I hope she was pregnant too.
Oh, how, do you know how far it was?
No. And that was the funny part about it. See, if I'd known how far along I was, I could have, you know, been prepared for her. But see, I wasn't expecting her. No, she's about 6 weeks early. She wasn't due until the 1st of August, and she came the 20th of June. Now, we like lost her, and she's been sickly ever since, too. Oh, me. Yeah, I've had a rough time, buddy, and now Rufus was good to me, Lori. He wasn't mean to. He was good to everybody. He was something like your daddy. He was turning my. And he'd say to me, and he'd say, if you'll go to Gate City with me, so I won't get drunk. He said, I'll come back. I said, I ain't wanting to go. But he said, if you don't go, he said, I might not come back. That's what he said to me. Well, I could go and, you know, he wouldn't meet up with nobody. And he'd come on back to the house, and just as sure as he went by himself, he'd come back drunk a day or two later. Now, old Ralph Wallen and me, you know what he worked with? He'd get with them, and Ralph sold whiskey all the time, and he'd stay in one or two nights at Ralph's and drunk.
Well, how much difference are there between Nelson and Linda?
Nelson, like a month and five days, being 2 years old when Nelson and Linda's born. She was born the 20th of June, he was born the 26th of July.
Well, did you feed him with the bottle or did you feed him and breastfeed him?
Breastfed him for a while and then had to put him on the bottle.
What kind of milk did you use? They have formula?
SMA, powdered milk, goat's milk, I reckon is what they say it was. You, back then, you cooked it, boiled it, and then you had to skim it. Skim and come up on it, and you had to skim all that stuff off.
Oh, when he started feeding them off the table?
Lord, we fed Nelson when he was about a week old off the table. Fed him gravy, he would smack it with that stuff. Yeah.
What else did you feed them when you first started?
Well, we fed them oatmeal and mashed potatoes and stuff. See, there was, Gerber's was putting out baby food. But I didn't know nothing about it, you know, and we always fed them from the table. Mashed potatoes and gravy and bean soup. Well, we hadn't killed them, but we didn't.
I see. How long did you keep them on the bottle? About how was it when you weaned them?
Well, Nelson was about 8 months old whenever he was weaned, but whenever Linda come along and took the bottle, he'd take her bottle. I had to put him back. I had to fix him a bottle. He carried his and ran and set it outside on the coal pile and everywhere. Then. See, when you got two together that way, when you give one bottle, you had to give another bottle, or they'd take that.
Well, what'd you do, just take them both at the same time when you weaned them?
Yeah, whenever I quit giving Linda hers, he never did. Well, I guess it's maybe a month or two there that he had to have a bottle with her, and he finally, you know, just gradually. He'd take a bottle, but he'd set it down. He never used it now, but he had to have a bottle set down.
What did they like to eat the best whenever they slept that you fixed them special?
Gravy.
Gravy?
Gravy was their main dish, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you fix them cakes and stuff?
No, I never made a cake for them, just once in a while. And whenever they got up so big, then we started feeding the egg yellows, you know, the old egg. I just didn't chew it up for them like some rest of them. I'd take them over to Mr. Roten's and he'd want to feed Nelson, and he'd chew his food for him and give it to him. I didn't like it, but I didn't say anything. I didn't take him too often. And then Buddy, whenever he got up big enough, he could eat by himself. Man, he'd eat his finger. He know how they do. Give him a plate and let him sit down. And old tin pie pans what he eat out of over the rodents. Oh, you know how them is. But it just tickled them to death to see it. I just turned them loose.
Did you have a garden?
Yeah, we have a garden more. We raise tomatoes and corn, little stuff like that. And after we went to the country then, see, we farmed there in the country.
Did you have a cow?
Churned the milk and made the butter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you treat the kids when they were sick? Did you take them to the doctor? Did you treat them at home? Or?
Well, honey, Linda, yeah. We had to take her to the doctor. There wasn't no treating her at home. But now Nelson there was too sick. But now I always took them to the doctor when he did get sick. That's one thing I firmly believe in, is getting kids to the doctor. Something or other, I don't know what it was. It could have been the bedspreads. It could have been the sheets. It could have been most anything. When they was little, their eyes would matter up, you know, and stick together. It's allergy, I guess what it was. And I'd have to take him to the doctor for that. Yeah, he'd get up and he'd say, come get me, Mommy, I can't see. And I'd wash his eyes with warm water and, you know, unstick them. And then the doctor had me to wash them in borax water. And that helped him, you know. But they got that way, my kids got that way. At a certain time, you know, I don't remember just exactly when it was, but when the trees would start putting out, they'd start matting, their eyes would start matting, and they'd do that. Yeah, we.
Do you remember any home remedies that you might have used?
Yeah, whenever they had the croup, we used kerosene and homemade lard and turpentine and put it on a yarn, a wool sock or something other, and put it on their chest and on their back to break it up on them. And it was good.
Okay, did they have any colic?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We used paregoric. That's when paregoric first came out. And you give them a drop of paregoric in milk, and golly, I give Linda some one time, and I had to wake her up. It scared me. And you know now,
you had to have a prescription.
Well, you had to have a prescription then to get it. The doctors prescribe it, but they don't prescribe it no more like mm-hmm. they used to. Now, they've been a lot of babies that's been given too much of that stuff. Mm-hmm. See, he'd make them sleep, law me. Give them a little more than they're supposed to have. Linda, we'd have to wake her up.
What about diaper rash?
No, my kids never was bothered with that except Linda. And I had to wash her clothes and ivory flakes and heat her diapers in the stove up to keep it down on her.
Diarrhea?
Sunshine just simply tore her all to pieces. No, it's sunshine doing it.
Hmm. Allergic to it?
Yeah, she was allergic to the sun, Sure was. Yeah, whenever I dried her diapers on the line, I'd have to take them in and put them in the stove and bake them.
Yeah.
And Daniel was allergic to the sun right today, too. She can't get out in the sun. Lord, I used to have that Lori all over me, you know, wherever the sun hit me on my arms and on my legs. And the doctors give me stuff, saving stuff to go on there. And they told me I was just allergic to the sun. Stay out of it. Well, see, I worked out in the field. And all in, I couldn't bring in to stay out of the sun. Mm-hmm. Lord, my face would look like where you'd stuck it full of pins in it. It'd be, you know, like blood was ready to run out of sun. Allergic to the sun. I'm still allergic to it. My arms get in heck of a shape here. They'll break out and get, if I don't wear something on. Now, this year I wore sleeves. I didn't let it get like that.
Did they have any diarrhea? Bad?
No, if they had it, I don't remember them having diarrhea, Lori. Well, see, we fed them from the table. We fed them potatoes, and bean soup and gravy and stuff like that. No, they didn't have, I don't remember my youngs having diarrhea from this little.
Well, did they have any accidents? Did any of them have any broken bones or anything?
Mm-hmm. Neither one of them.
No bad diseases like whooping cough and typhoid?
Yeah, now they had the whooping cough and they've had the measles and had the chicken pox. They've not had typhoid nor scarlet fever nor nothing like that. And now they both had the whooping cough and chicken pox and the measles and the mumps. They had me, but they didn't have nothing else.
Did you have any miscarriages or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. No, them two youngs is all I ever had. Thank God.
All you'll ever need.
I don't need them now, Lord. They belong to somebody else now. They don't belong to me. I give them away, Lord. I said, them youngs don't belong to me no more. They belong to somebody else. That's what a fight feeling is about you all.
How'd you play with them? How'd you play with them? Did you have many toys? Or
they had rappers whenever they was, you know, small. And then as they growed up, see, they had dogs and Milton had wagons. And we got him a cart and we're sitting like to mash mama's toes off the hammer.
When they was little, did you read to them?
No, I'm not. Well, they got a pretty good size. About 4 years old when I started reading to them. Now, whenever they're real little, that's just a nuisance to try to read to them. They don't listen to me.
What about nursery rhymes? Did you sing to them and tell them nursery rhymes?
Used to sing to them. Tobin, we had it. They still had it. Had readers and things, and my little dog Toby in it. And I'd read that to him. Nelson loved the dog bell anything. I'd read my little dog Toby to him. And all he just liked, you know, he thought that was the first thing there was, you know, Toby. Me reading my little dog Toby, and then Toby there, see. Yeah. That's back whenever he was about 2.5 years old. He really liked my little dog Toby. I'd sing 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in the pie to them. It's in that book, you know. And ever since my youngins has been, they've been toys. Of course, a lot more now than they was. They is rattlers and baby rattlers. And their stuff was made out of rubber at that time, you know. And that's when the teething rings first come out. The rattlers, they've made out of celluloid.
Mm-hmm. When it was little, how'd you play with them? Patty cake?
Mm-hmm.
Their little toes. And
do their toes and their fingers. This little pig went to market. This little pig stay out. It's about like it'd be now. That's where it all comes from. It's
handed down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a record out there at school. It's got all that stuff on there. You know, back whenever I was a baby, I can remember Daddy getting me up. I remember him getting Doris up, and that is, and all of us, you know, and sitting there and propping us on his knee and playing with her toes. This little toe went to market, or this little pig went to market, and this little pig stayed home. See, that's just handed down. You go to the library and look in them readers back in 1800s, that's what it was. Yeah, it's been handed down. And now they've got it on record. All that stuff, yeah. I got that school on record.
How did you clothe them? Did you make their clothes or buy them? Or?
Buy them. See, kids, little boys wore dresses till he was about 2 years old. And Mommy brought Nelson. I don't know whether she bought them or whether she made them. I guess she made them. Mommy's good hand to sew, you know. First, she made his aprons. Now, when he was little, it had this little blue and white dotted, baby print, and then there's a blue and white dotted, and then there's a pink and white. It's checks instead of dotted. And she made him aprons out of chop sacks and trimmed them in blue and pink. And there's a button down the back and had a bell around. He was cute and looked like a girl. Hair lambed here and it blonde, as curly as it could be. And he was a pretty baby. And Mommy got him his first pants he ever wore, little short ones. That picture on his has got of him. You remember seeing him?
Mm-hmm.
He's got little short pants on. Mommy got him then. Oh, she may have made them. It's been so long I forgot. I'd say she made them. She made his aprons. I do know that long. He had a ton of aprons. They done him in the book. He was pretty thick. No long sleeves at that, Betty. They wasn't short sleeves. Long sleeves. They come down to here. It was bound in whatever color that she trimmed the collar, made the collars while she put that around and put pockets on them. And his little crinkly overalls that he had, I'd say she made them or she got them for him for his first birthday. And I took him, no, Rufus took him town with him up there at Beer Joint. And then men, you know, giving pennies, put in his pocket. And then we went over at Roten's. It was on the weekend, but I don't remember whether it was Saturday or Sunday when we went over at Roten's. And they called him Butch all the time. That's his nickname, Butch. And Gene couldn't talk very plain, so he got Butch's penny, and Butch bit his ass. Grabbed his penny-law, he screamed and cried. And this rope run to him, said, I don't know what in the world wrong. He said, Butch bit me. I said, what'd you do to him? Nelson said, he got my money. He can talk.
Talk better than him, huh?
Got my money. Yeah. No, she put my youngest could talk upon her. Nelson said, he got my money. Mr. Roten throwed his sock in the fire and burned it up. He thought it was a rag, the fire, but he sent Jane to the store and gave it. I said, that's a baby sock you burned. He said, well, I'll go send Jane and get him a pair. Is this 10 cents a pair at that time? And shoes was rationed, Lori. And I got him, somebody gave me a shoe stamp, and I got him a pair of white shoes. They was red boot shoes, what it was. And then, whenever Linda was born then, they was making baby shoes out of the oilcloth, you know, and putting soft soles on. And I swear she wore a pair of them every week. A pair of shoes I had to go get her every week. And then whenever she got up big enough to buy her a pair of hard-soled shoes, somebody gave me a shoe stamp to go get her a pair. I didn't have none. See, I just had one. Stamps all I had. Every so often we'd get them. Yeah, they rationed shoes and sugar and coffee. Gosh, I don't know why all they did ration. Whiskey, cigarettes, everything.
You had to use a bird's eye knife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't no peppers. I wish they'd never, one man that made them was me in there. He asked me, two or three of them, because they wasn't no peppers back. I don't know, but I don't guess Pampers come out till about
70, huh? Early 70?
I guess it was about 70. Now listen, they've not been out too many years because Linda's three oldest kids, they wore diapers. Joseph's the only one that wore Pampers. And he was born in 72 or 73. I guess it's 73, I don't know. Heather was born in 76. Linda, you not got that thing on there. Well, I won't say it until you turn it off.
Did you have any cribs, playpens, walkers, strollers, high
chairs? Oh, I had a baby bed and a high chair, but no, there wasn't no walkers as I know of. I didn't need none of my youngins. They learned to walk real early. Nelson walked near 7.5 months old. They learned to walk around holding up to the couch. And Linda's over a year old before she ever walked, but you know, she was sick, she was weak. And she finally learned by holding up to the couch, walking around it.
How did you potty train the kids?
Well, Lord, that's something I never had a bit of trouble out of. Mommy made them some out